Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for our third presentation of the day. For those listening on our webcast, John Heffernan here. We are at Spark Steakhouse in New York City. I want to welcome you, for those just joining us, to the 2025 Microcap Rodeo 30-minute presentation. We will open the room up to a Q&A at the end, and our title sponsor today is the Money Channel, KCP, Lukoski, CBiz, WTR, Access, Newswire, Maxim Tartar, Kinski, Dogen, I believe, Drogen, that's it is, third time's the charm, WTR, and Eventis. So, folks, without further ado, I would like to turn it over now to the CEO and the business we are talking about today, Event Technology. Personnel in five continents around the world, based out of Pompano Beach, Florida. I give you the CEO of Excite Digital, Mr. Randy Selman. Randy.
Well, hi, everybody. CEO of Excite in various technology. I worked at Nortel, ITT. I actually became a salesman, worked at Western Union for a number of years. My first venture, SK Technologies, went public on the NASDAQ in the 80s, reached a market cap of 80 million. Worked there for about 6 years later, then decided I'd had enough of being a operator. I needed to be an entrepreneur again. So I met this gentleman from NFL Films. We started Visual Data Corporation with the intent of taking videos and putting them on some kind of a public medium, which was at the time pre-internet. We were looking at interactive television, but thankfully the internet came along and we were putting videos up on the internet at the very, very beginning. These videos were everything from travel videos to career information, all kinds of stuff that people could access. And then we got involved in an acquisition of a company called OnStream. And the company was in the digital asset management business. We acquired the company and basically changed our focus into providing services in the digital media areas. And so we began a whole, I'm going to call it a whole new revolution in what was happening with data on the internet. We also introduced the first webcasting platform. Sorry, I'm not standing in the right place. Right? Thank you. We also introduced the first webcasting platform, and by the way, that's the one that's being used here today. We sold that to the Access Newswire company about, they were called Issuer Direct at that time, back in 2019. So our technology is surviving the ages. So in 2019, I had already said, you know, we've done enough. we have our patents that we had created in OnStream in the streaming media space we were making money on, and we were basically wrapping it up and sold off a number of the divisions. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit. And I said to my partner, Alan, who had been my chief operating officer for 20-something years, there's an opportunity here. All these companies that all of a sudden, in the early part of the pandemic were exploding. Revenue was going through the roof, and then all of a sudden, 4 or 5 months later, it crashed through the floor. Most companies that were doing so well all of a sudden found themselves even lower than their previous revenues. I said, there's an opportunity for a roll-up strategy. So I began the process of talking to different companies in the space, and I found out that the one common goal was that they really didn't want to be acquired by a private company. They wanted to be acquired by a public company. So in November of 23, now virtually the end of the pandemic, all these companies are out there. They're barely surviving. They have great customers, may have even great technology, but no upside. So in November 23, I took Excite Digital public on the Toronto Venture Exchange, and we raised the qualifying capital in November of 23, which was probably the worst market in the history of the Canadian exchanges.
and I was able to raise $4.5 million through my investors who had been along with me for prior companies. And then we started an acquisition process, beginning with A-Plus Conferencing in April of that year. We then acquired Webinar in July in 24, and then in January of 2025, we acquired Streamline Communications. On the day of the IPO, the company was approximately $1 million in revenue. As a result of these acquisitions, we are now currently at $11 million in revenue with a north of $2 million EBITDA, could be as high as three. The numbers will be finished soon. We'll know exactly where we stand. So Excite Digital itself, its concept is to take advantage of the new technology in events, which is obviously AI, and of course the spatial computing technology. So the combination of these two is revolutionizing events today. The market opportunity is the fact that the event industry is going to double to $2 trillion, and the virtual event industry is going to quadruple up to $1 trillion, which means there's a massive market here. And a leader in this space, no matter what level you're at, is going to make money over the next several years. There's just so much business. Recently, Notified Communications was acquired at a 10x multiple of its EBITDA, and as you can see, Cvent got 7x revenue. So the multiples on these businesses is pretty good, and there's definitely an industry roll up going on. Larger companies are acquiring larger companies, smaller companies are acquiring smaller companies. So there's a definite path to liquidity for Excite. So the primary understanding is that what Excite offers is everything in the event business, all the technologies required to hold any type of event. So our clients don't need to go to anybody else but us, whether it's an event like this, where we're physically getting together, or it's an event that's combines with an online technology. So for instance, that would be considered what's called a hybrid. So as this event is being webcast, we would offer that same service. So you can have a hybrid functionality for your event. You can do it completely virtually using virtual event platforms, or you can do it immersive, which is the latest and greatest technology, where you're physically walking around a show from your computer as an avatar, meeting people just like you would in a conference, talking to the people that that you would normally meet, attending lectures, doing exactly what you're doing here, but all virtually through your desktop platform, and you don't need to wear virtual glasses to do that. So that's the future of the business. Excite put together an ecosystem, which includes a number of different companies that offer platforms. So early on in my career, I've always developed, platforms and done a lot of engineering, spent a lot of our R&D capital, and decided Excite would be different. Yeah, there's going to be a proprietary technology component built by Excite and probably in some of the acquisitions that I acquire, but I don't really want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on R&D, et cetera. So we partnered with some of the best platform technology providers around the world, and we can offer a multi-platform subscription that we sell to our client, which includes everything from physical events all the way to immersive events. So for one price per month, depending on how many events they hold, they can buy that whole subscription from us. We do everything for them, or we let them do as much of it as they want. So we have a complete managed services functions that will train them on how to use the software, or we'll actually design, build, and produce the event ourselves for them. So whatever way they want to go, we provide that capability. So the technology behind the what we call the experience, Excite's experience subscription, are approximately 14 platforms from around the world that provide virtual event capability, immersive event capability, as well as physical events. So physical events meaning we do the ticketing, we do the management of the exhibitors and all the functions that put on an event like this through the technology. And these are some of our partners around the world. There are many more. They're not all listed here, but we constantly add new platforms. We develop partnerships not only for actual platforms, but also for technology that embellishes the ability for the event to be successful. So we use companies that produce AI for marketing and other such functionality. So as I mentioned, we have technology integration, which comes from other companies, not just platforms. Of course, we have all the platform partnerships. And again, the value proposition is a one-stop shop for anybody who's planning to do an event to come to Excite, and we'll be able to accommodate them. And we use third-party services all around the world, so we're able to produce an event anywhere, anytime. And we have 24/7 coverage because the company itself has presence in on five continents. So that brings us to the acquisition strategy, which was the main objective of the company when we first started. The idea was to find companies that had client base that would be applicable, that we could not just roll up and get revenue and EBITDA, but also clients that we could cross-sell our other products to, as well as bring them up from the level that we're buying them at, such as companies that are using webcasting and conferencing, and get them into the virtual event and immersive event space, so obviously increasing the revenue base from each of those clients. And primarily to find technology that gives us the ability not only to offer quality events, but also to help our customers produce very good results with those events. I mean, you're not going to continue to do something if it doesn't bear fruit. And so we provide marketing technology, lead generation technologies, and all that, and we're constantly looking for companies to acquire or to partner with that provide those additional technologies. Our first acquisition, of course, when we went public, was the assets of from OnStream Media, which gave us the base conferencing service and our first event technology platform that occurred on the day of the IPO. Our second acquisition, A Plus Conferencing, as I mentioned in April, brought to the table about $1 million of revenue. Our third, webinar.net, which I believe is the best webcasting platform now available today. These guys all came out of ON24, who's the largest company in the webcast business, ONTF, and they raised a lot of capital, and fortunately they're not doing what we had hoped they would do, which was to acquire us, but that's not, that's not the point. But the other point is that we think we have a better product than theirs. We have a better product than anybody else in the business. So I think this positions us in a great way to acquire additional companies that are doing webcasting and roll their business, not only the client base onto our platforms, but their revenue and EBITDA. And then our fourth acquisition, Streamline Communications. This is a company that has people all around the world that sell the telecom version of conferencing. You're all used to 800 service. We dial in and you all talk to each other. And we can do it in the largest way. And we're actually, as a result of this transaction, either we're the largest or very close to being the largest AGM, annual general meeting provider. So we do more AGMs than I think anyone else, as well as conference calls for the IR space. So together, as I mentioned, approximately $11 million in revenue. We've already lined up our next group of acquisitions. The first group, approximately four additional companies, looking at $10 to $13 million in additional revenue, $5 to $8 million and more additional EBITDA. It expands our managed services functions, our event technology, and also, very important, our vertical markets. So as I mentioned, we're very big in the IR space. These companies will bring us into medical biosciences and pharma. Okay, so consolidated, these numbers represent the next level what the company will be at for the after these acquisitions. And these acquisitions are ready to go, and I'll explain why they aren't done yet. They should have been done several months ago. But during our audit, our auditors found a technology issue between our origination data and our general ledger. And for the last couple of months, we've been working with them to prove that it was integral, which we finally did. We're back on track, and hopefully we'll get this this audit finished within the next 30 to 40 days. I'm not even sure it'll take that long, but that's what they're estimating. We're under a CTO, so we can't trade our stock. It closed at 26 before the CTO, which was a penny above the IPO price back in November. I believe that all the information that's available on the web is from June of 24, so none of these acquisitions were complete or not fulfilled. So all of the previous set of acquisitions and then all the new acquisitions that we're planning, of course, not in the numbers yet. So we're hoping that once that happens, the market will be pretty attracted to Excite. Our cap table is pretty tight, 89 million shares currently today. We're planning to issue approximately another 20 million shares on top of that, bringing us a little over 100 million shares. as I mentioned, they're at 26 on the Canadian side, so about give or take 19 cents U.S. So I believe that it's the value is certainly there at the current price. And I'm not here today either, A, to tell you to buy the stock or B, to lend me money. I'm here to just make you aware of a company that I think you're going to be really pretty surprised with over the next year. So again, you know, we're sitting right now. I've got a 2024 revenues from the acquisitions, just under $9 million with a couple million of EBITDA. We're going to be over $21 million for the year ending 25 once all these acquisitions. And these numbers are assuming the acquisitions had started at the beginning of the year, not the contribution, because I can't really give those numbers until the closing date of the acquisitions. And then obviously those numbers will reflect that starting date. But that's the run rate of the companies we're acquiring at this point. And another jump in 26. So that's the story of Excite. Open for questions. Jeff?
What it takes to get the list on that back?
Yeah, it's Act of Congress and hopefully firstborn, not more than that. No, and NASDAQ is difficult these days. It's a moving target. So it was $5 million, now it's $15 million to get shareholder equity. So you have to have cash at your IPO. So it is making it a little bit more difficult. But, you know, the base behind the company and the prior acquisitions is expanding. So we have the ability to raise that kind of capital. We've been doing it to do these acquisitions. We've raised probably $10 million over the past year and a half to make these transactions. But getting onto the NASDAQ, I mean, I've done it several times, as you know. I believe that once we finish these acquisitions, I've already got interest from enough banks to put together the syndicate size that I'm looking for that capital raise. And so once the audits are finished, which will be the 25 audit, and if it doesn't take 6 months again, we'll be good shape to go probably at the end of the year. Any other questions?
Demolize your services, your company's services.
Sure. So we start with basic services like 1-800 conferencing. So you dial in and you can do it as a toll-free conference. You can have thousands of people on the conference. You can connect it with a webcast, so you can broadcast to thousands of people on the webcast, expanding it. So you can do earnings calls from companies. You can do large constituent meetings, whether it's Salesforce or other uses of a wide-scale communication system. So that's what's different about it. Everybody always asks, well, what's different about this and Zoom and whatever? We're not a meetings company. We're an events company. We create a transaction with a large scale audience. We can do small ones, which we do a lot of, as I mentioned, but that's really our main difference. We then go to webcasts, which you can do one to many. So you can have a million people on a webcast using our technology. And then the next level is what we call virtual events. So a virtual event is a conference online where people are doing the presentations and the people are tuning in to watch those presentations, and they have the ability to interact with the speakers, et cetera. The next level up is immersive event. An immersive event is the next generation. It's really cool, and I'll give you a quick picture of it. So you first go into it online. You get on your computer, and you hit this address. And the first thing it asks you to do is actually become an avatar. So you design your avatar, what you look like, you put your face and your body and your clothing and all together, and you enter into an immersive event. It can be so realistic that you look like you're walking around with somebody with a camera at an actual place. Okay, and as you're walking around, you can meet people. And what is known as spatial audio, as you walk up to somebody, you can start talking to them. As you walk away, you can't hear them anymore. So it's very, very lifelike. And then using the AI technology, you can say, well, you know what I'm here for because you can read my registration. Tell me who I should meet at this conference. And the AI will say, well, here's all the people, here's all the lectures, here's all the exhibitors that you should attend, and shall I set up meetings? And you say, yeah, I'm going to be available from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Set up 5 or 6 meetings for me. And it'll go through the list. It'll tell you which ones, and you'll say which ones you want. And then while you're doing your thing, walking around the show, meeting with people, it's setting up appointments for you from 2 to 4. By sending emails and texts to those people. We're in the middle of doing several right now, but we've done probably half a dozen so far. It's very new stuff. Yeah, this is the latest and greatest. The AI component does everything, does translations from foreign languages, It provides scheduling. It's amazing. And that's on the attendee side. On the exhibitor and sponsor side, it does all the lead management. It does all the, the scoring of the leads, et cetera. So it processes, you know, I'm going to say hundreds of thousands of touch points and trying to determine who you should talk to first and what you should do. It's really amazing technology. And that's the future. When you go to an event, and if in the future you'll probably send your AI avatar to the event. You don't even have to attend it. It'll go around, meet all these people, and send you back all their contact information and its summary of it. So avatars will be meeting avatars in the future, and this will be not attended by people. But it's a lot of fun to actually join this kind of event because you really are efficient. It's amazing that it tells you who you should meet. And if the organizer of the event and the attendees want, it actually goes into their social media, finds out all about what they're doing from their business side, and actually finds the right people that you should be meeting because they're looking for the product you're selling or have a product you want to buy. So it's really pretty cool stuff. Anything else? All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Excite Digital, Mr. Randy Selman. We want to thank Excite for participating here today at the 2025 MicroCap Rodeo. And once again,